Georgia is a NATO-U.S. outpost. In 1999, Georgia signed became part of a military alliance with NATO. It also had extensive bilateral military cooperation with the United States as well as with Israel. There's been a build-up. I think that Georgia's role has been very clear from the outset. It's to confront the Russians, not necessarily to confront them in any meaningful way militarily, but it's an act of provocation. Essentially, it serves to create instability in that entire region. Georgia has borders with Azerbaijan. It's very important from the point of view of the oil industry in the region, because Georgia is the transit country for the what is called the BTC pipeline. It sounds like a bacon sandwich, but it stands for the Baku-Tbilisi-Ceyhan pipeline, which brings Caspian Sea oil to the Mediterranean. So that all this is very important. And what the United States wants to do is to break Russia's role in that region, destabilize, and ultimately also, as I said, distract Russia from supporting Iran in an upcoming either in terms of an embargo on trade in the Persian Gulf or a military attack, which has been in the pipeline for several years now.
Professor, let me throw in one more question here. I noticed starting on Friday throughout the weekend, there was also a concerted effort by British financial assets, New York financial assets, and European Union assets to put pressure and drive down Russian markets as well. So we see an economic attack as well.
Well, that's true. I mean, Russian financial institutions, first of all, are very fragile because they are integrated by Western financial institutions. But on the other hand, Russia as well as China hold large amounts of U.S.-denominated debt.
That was my next point. Could they start dumping it?
Oh, they certainly could, and we just posted a very interesting article by Mike Whitney, which says watch it, because Vladimir Putin could start dumping the Fannie Mae the Freddie and Fannie Mae.
Professor, is this not? I mean, in historical perspectives, and I'm somewhat of a history buff because it's so interesting, but. From your perspective, your educated perspective, is this, in the scale of military affairs, not an extremely reckless move and escalation we're seeing?
I think it is reckless on the part of the neocons, because they are overstretched, and any military analyst will confirm that. It's not comparable to any other period in recent history. The United States is overstretched in Iraq. It's overstretched in Afghanistan, it's facing a major financial meltdown. And in other words, you're entering into a World War III scenario with extreme weaknesses. And I fear, again, that under those circumstances, they may, in fact, resort to nuclear weapons.
Okay,
which
Professor.
Said time and again that they could use them against
Iran. Yes, the neocons may use nukes. I want to say bye to you. Here we go.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 million...